Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy to welcome you to the Mario Cristobal Show. Joe Zagacki alongside my broadcast partner, Don Bailey Jr., and of course, University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. And this week, the Hurricanes are at home against Wake Forest, 12 o'clock game against the Demon Deacons, an important game for the University of Miami for a variety of reasons, which we'll dive into, coach. But first of all, coming off the bye week, probably came at a really good time. How did you spend the bye week?
We spent the bye week improving every aspect of our program, you know, starting with the way that we teach and coach, making sure that our communication, our alignments, our assignments are better, that we are playing and holding ourselves accountable better in conjunction with each other, making sure that as a staff, as players, as an organization, everybody was working in the same direction and working hard to get better.
Coach, when you go into that, the correction process, how do you approach it to the individual player and then the room and then, of course, the coach that's in charge of that room?
Yeah, with honesty and transparency. The only way and really the greatest form of respect is making sure you look at the issue, look it right in the eye, look each other in the eye and get right to work, knowing that that's the only way to get better. And I think the response has been awesome. I mean, I think our entire organization realizes, you know what, that wasn't our best effort last time we were out on the field. And to accomplish what we want to accomplish, we have to get better. So it's been a very strong and a real theme. And we came out of this bye week where we feel a much better football team.
Coach, in your autopsy of Georgia Tech, what were some of the key points that you came out of that you addressed to the team moving forward here?
We didn't do what we had been good at all season, which was doing routine things really, really well. And it starts with communication, alignments, and assignments. And that is coaching and that is playing. It falls on everybody together. And taking complete ownership of that during the bye week has allowed us to push and progress in those areas where we feel we're going to be better going forward.
Coach, it's often been proven for many, many decades that the older players, it's an older players game. You'd like them. But you have O.J. Frederick who came in and go back to Georgia Tech, but also a half a dozen games prior to that. Each week, this young man comes in and just astonishes me. And again, no spring practice, right? I mean, he came into camp and went right to work.
Without a doubt. And his approach to the game, you would think he was a third-year, fourth-year player. And I think he's a great example for a lot of guys. Guys that want to play early, guys that want to play period, that's a great example to follow. So he certainly has set the tone in so many ways. And again, he's just getting started and just scratching the surface. So great days ahead for OJ.
Did this time give your team a chance to heal up, I imagine, both emotionally and physically as you go into these final couple of weeks?
Emotionally, it's shake it off and suck it up. There's no, you know, if you're sensitive in this type of environment, it's not going to work. So we don't BS each other. We don't sugarcoat anything, you know. And at the same time, you take complete ownership of it. It really is the best way to move forward. And so the approach has been great. It's been exactly what we expect from a group of guys that are driven, that are hungry to be successful, and that fully understand that everything that we want to accomplish is right in front of us.
Bye week seemed to come at a good time, gives you the ability to heal up some players. How's the health of the team and the importance of the bye week right now?
No doubt. We feel we're really close on Damari Brown, on Ryan Rodriguez, Elijah Alston, three guys that we have been missing that are really good players and big-time contributors and starters in our program. So they're close. You know, we'll see come Saturday. It's going to be a game-time decision, more likely than not. But we feel really good about them to be part of it either this week or the following week. But the goal is this week, and we feel good about it.
Georgia Tech's success was running the ball. Did you pinpoint some of the things that happened with the run game against Georgia Tech?
Communication, alignment, and assignment. It boils down to that. When you do that correctly and you do that with confidence, you can play fast and you can play hard.
Coach, everybody talks about fundamentals, and I think the public sometimes might think that everybody's repeating themselves, but really that's the story of this football game, is constant focus on fundamentals, and you took advantage of it, I'm sure, last week.
Repeating oneself is critically important because the mother of all learning is the repetition. You got to do it again and again and again and again. You know, if a guy looks like he's in the wrong spot on a route, if a guy looks out of position when he's trying to make a tackle, the communication was probably incorrect, the alignment was probably off, therefore he created a bad angle and a poor position. Does that make sense? So that's why those things are at the forefront, because when you communicate loud and clear, there's confidence from everybody. That means everybody knows what they're doing and how they're doing it, and guys can play fast and free. So we've really taken it upon ourselves as coaches to just take much more ownership and making sure we teach that better, and that there's clarity in teaching so we can get a better result going forward.
You did move the ball. Arroyo was a big part of that also. Maybe zero in on him a little bit more and the tight ends, but Arroyo popped open a couple of times. Might have had a second one, but he is a real factor.
He is. He is in the tight end group as a whole. Has been a huge part of our offense this year, and they're going to continue to be a big part of it, not just in the receiving part of it, but in the running game as well, on the perimeter, as blockers as well. Those guys, they're invaluable. They're tough. They're strong. They're very durable. You know, those guys just, they don't go down, you know, knock on wood. We want them to stay healthy, but they are invaluable to our organization, and looking forward to watching these guys play on Saturday.
Coach, over the last month, I would say your coverage teams have really just catapulted themselves into being better and better. And the energy that produces for the whole squad is just amazing.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of young, talented guys that are learning angles and the physicality of college football. There's no better way to get that than being on those coverage teams. Our kickoff coverage team has taken a massive leap after a very slow start this season. We got challenged. We had one busted on us. And now the physicality of our kickoff team has really taken on a whole new level. And then our punt coverage team has improved drastically as well. The operation itself, the placement of the ball, the hang time. We're doing it all in conjunction and coordination with each other. And it's allowed us to flip the field on several occasions.
You know, when we get ready for games and we listen to the opponents talk, one of the things they say about Cam Ward is his scrambling and the big plays that come off of his scrambles. The Duke game, I think it was 11 scrambles, but two of them went for touchdowns. And so this emphasis that the opponents are putting on, trying to cut down on big plays, on his scrambles, do you see that week in and week out with trying to force him to hold the ball for as long as possible?
Teams are trying a lot of different things against our offense. And, you know, when they do, you really have to take what they give you. Sometimes it's in the running game, sometimes it's in the form of another pass, sometimes in the form of a play action or whatnot. But we see a lot of different things on game day than what we see throughout the course of the week's film study. And we've done a good job adjusting for the most part. You know, our last game was not our best game, you know, and that's on all of us. So we feel better about that part in terms of communicating what adjustments need to be made in terms of making sure that our go-to answers are more efficient, more effective, and that are executed at a high level.
Coach, Jalen Alderman had one of his best games as far as tackles goes, number two on the list, 9 for the day, and just in the nick of time to start getting him involved.
No doubt. Jalen, credit to him, has always been real steady in his work ethic and his habits, the way he shows up to work on a daily basis. And he proved to be a very physical part, you know, of the defense on Saturday. And again, he's another guy that's going to keep playing more and more football for us.
You should also mention, these are conference games. These conference games are all going to be dogfights, right? Whether it's probably take any sport in college athletics. When you get into conference play, that's what it's meant to be. The spirit is there. It's meant to be very competitive, and that's what we're finding this year.
And they should be. And if you look around the country every single week, all the games, most of the games are coming down to that final quarter, final possession. And why is that? Well, there's 10 games of tape out there on you and your program. So whatever holes you have, people are going to attack those things. Whatever deficiencies they have, they're going to cover it up. It's a lot more competitive. People are making good adjustments. All teams are just finding ways to make this thing go to the fourth quarter. And from there, you know, find a way to get it done.
You brought up a point earlier in the week about now everybody's got 10 or 11 or 9 games on you. There's not much that hasn't been reviewed. So you really have to either make some changes or make sure you fill in all the gaps.
No doubt. You have to evolve a little bit each week. You know, it can't be you can't show up the same every week from a schematic standpoint. You know, you always have your base concepts and principles, and you don't stray much from that, but they better have compliments, right? And we really work hard at self-scouting ourselves and making sure that we're ahead of that, that we present ourselves in a manner where we're difficult to defend on offense, and that we can attack offenses in a certain manner. And on special teams, always provide something that is, again, difficult to block or difficult to cover. So that process never ends. And that's one of the best parts about college football is the schematic warfare that goes on a weekly basis and some of the adjustments that go on throughout the course of the game.
I want to get to Wake Forest in one moment, but I do want to get your opinion on this one also. Popped into my head. And we've had great attendance on the road by Miami Hurricane fans. That being said, and you know this when you were a player, when the Miami Hurricanes went on the road, that was the main event for that particular team. And that, I think, still holds true today. When you take your team on the road, the Miami Hurricanes, you're getting the other team's best effort, clearly, and you're getting the best effort of their fan base, because Georgia Tech, that place was loaded. California, full house, wherever we've gone this year, it's been their main event.
Well, that's why, you know, you like to keep the focus on wherever you go, they're going to get your best. They're going to get the best version of the Miami Hurricanes, you know, and our mindset and the way we preach and talk to our players, the people in our program, it's 100% about what we do and not what any other logo or label does. It's us taking care of our business, preparing with urgency, with diligence, with detail, so we could play to the best of our ability. Anything less than that, anything less than our best, just isn't good enough. So we're excited to get back out on the field and show that we're a better football team than we were last time we set foot on the field.
Coach, we go to Hard Rock. We're playing a Wake Forest team that's put a lot of guys in the NFL over the last 10 years when you look at what they've accomplished. But you've also got 27 seniors that are going to be making their final appearance at Hard Rock. Pretty special day for them, and a good group of young men that have really adjusted and done well here at the University of Miami.
An awesome group of young men. You know, they certainly they've done a great job overall in their years past at Hard Rock this year. That's why it's so important, you know, to have them feel that Hard Rock crowd like they've shown all year long, you know, because they deserve that. And all they're focused on, you know, I know it's senior day and whatnot, and I'm sure there's a moment there. They're focused on being 1-0. You know, they know we're playing a good football team. If you ask our players, say, man, these guys play tough. These guys play hard. They've got talent. So that's what they're focused on. And at some point in pregame, it's going to hit them, man, I'm a senior. This will be my last time getting a chance to do this. So looking forward to watching those guys in front of our people on Saturday.
Miami and Wake Forest, Saturday, 12 o'clock, Hard Rock Stadium. As Coach mentioned, senior day. Would love to see a big crowd there for Miami and Wake Forest. We know what's at stake now. Down to 2 games to go. Wake Forest, number 1 on that list. Also an opportunity to go undefeated at home this year.
Without a doubt. And again, for us, and I'm going to sound like a broken record and really redundant and boring, it's all about focusing on us and what we do all week long to prepare to go play our best game against a really good football team.
Coach, give us the Reader Digest version of the slow mesh offense that Wake Forest runs. It reminds me of Georgia Tech years ago when you know, saw that option game once a year, or, you know, if they're on your schedule, but nothing similar throughout the season.
Well, they're challenging in a lot of different ways, offensively, defensively, and their special teams don't get enough credit. I mean, their punt return game has been special this year. But certainly, you know, offensively, they pose a big challenge, because that concept right there in itself, I mean, trying to play the run while your guys are, you know, your RPO routes are down the field, you know, 18, 20, 25 yards and shot plays as well, that's difficult. You know, your gap integrity is at a premium, because if you're off, if you get two nose and you jump around, you double fit one gap, that ball's going to spit because your back end is in coverage. And it's complemented by a great drop back game, a great screen game, a great run game as well. I mean, their running back is as good as you'll find. I believe he's second or third in the ACC right now with a couple games out. So they've got a lot of talent, and we got to make sure that we're at our best.
The quarterback was injured against Carolina, but Backmeyer, if he does play, has thrown in his career for over 10,000 yards in his career. The other kid came in and got hot the other day. Offensive coordinator Warren Ruggiero has been with Dave Clawson for a long time, so there is a lot of continuity on their offensive side.
Yeah, Backmeyer and Kern are both really good quarterbacks. They're both tough. They could sling it. They could run. They could extend plays. They're very well into their systems. They have complete command of their systems, and they've made some big-time plays this year for them. So we're preparing for both and anything else that comes with that, but a lot of credit to them. They're a really good operation.
Defensive line has been very productive as well. Number 30, defensive end. He's a guy that looks to me that he'll get a chance in the National Football League and has been extremely disruptive.
Yeah, without a doubt, Davis is as heavy-handed, as that explosive as you'll find in conference and around the country. You'll see him in so many different ways affect the line of scrimmage. I mean, you see him in these last couple games just take the tight end and just sling him around on the backside of tight zone. You know, you see him in 5-0 protection just walking tackles right back into the quarterback for sacks. He's got some really good players as teammates as well, where they, along with the scheme, their talent, it's a great blend that is difficult to block because as much as they'll rush you straight up, they'll also stem and present a different picture, and then they'll stunt you and they'll game you and bring pressure from all over the place. So it's a group that you really have to prepare diligently for.
If you distill the stats down to ACC-only games, Combs and Anderson are number 1 and 3 in the conference in tackles. This linebacker and the safety, those guys combine for a ton of tackles. Mm-hmm.
They do, and they're very physical, and they force the ball out. They're really smart. They communicate really well. They set the defense. They make the adjustments. They make so many calls. I mean, they run it, you know, and they, of course, you mentioned the guys up front and how well they play. They play very well together, and they get all 11 hats to the football. So the ball spit on the perimeter. If the ball breaks, you'll see 11 guys flying to the ball.
Coach, number 5, Fields at wide receiver, the big guy. Number 2, Morin, who is their leading receiver and their go-to guy, but a ton of speed and very, very talented.
Without a doubt. You know, they go up and get it. Mm-hmm. You know, they really do. They put some 50-50 balls up there, and they do it in double coverage. They do it in single coverage. They'll find a way to split you with crossing routes, over routes, you know, some of the deep shots they take in play action. They find a way to get the ball to their playmakers. I believe one's at 700, almost 800 yards. The other one's almost at 500. So they spread the ball around pretty good, and then they check the ball down to their backs and tight ends. Those guys make a lot of hay.
I was going to say, you mentioned Claiborne, how tough he is with the ball. But I think the other part of his game, the big part, catching the football. He's really good catching the football, soft hands, and when he gets it, he goes.
Yeah, and he just doesn't go down. You know, he's a guy that he runs through arm tackles. He's contact tough. There's a couple of clips of him where there's unblocked guys coming free and striking him in the backfield but not wrapping up, and he'll find a way to spin out and then burst another 20 yards up the field. So you got to be really, really good about getting your pads down and playing with leverage and wrapping up.
Coach, Wake Forest over the last 8 years has been in one of the best teams in the giveaway takeaway category, and that's something you always have to be leery with.
Without a doubt. You know, we've protected the ball fairly well, but we get tested every single week, and this week will be no different. They do have a knack for getting that ball out. They practice it, and you could tell by the way they play that it's part of what they do and part of who they are.
It is the 12th meeting, by the way, between Miami and Wake Forest. Have not seen the Demon Deacons since 2013. It's been a long time since Wake Forest has come, long time since Miami has played Wake Forest. We know we're late in November now. This is probably what you envision for your program. You are playing a very, very meaningful game here late in November.
It's the most important game of the year. I think we all know that. I think it's neat to see the progress of Miami. Mm-hmm. To be in November this late in it, and it's all the things are aligned in a manner where all we got to do is focus, and all we need to do is focus on just the task at hand, which is playing against a really good football team and finding a way to be 1-0. So that's the exciting part about it. All the other stuff, we know what's there. We know what's out there. But quite honestly, there's no talk about it right now. It's acknowledged, but it's put to bed. I'll focus on Wake Forest.
We can use some help. We can use every Hurricane fan available to be at Hard Rock for the senior day and also the final home game of the season.
So many good players on this team. So many guys that have bled it, sacrificed so much, and that just they love playing in front of our fans. They absolutely love it. And, you know, you should hear our fans. They hear the way our players talk when they see Hard Rock rocking. It's awesome. So they're looking forward to seeing a great crowd on Saturday. I know they'll be there. So many local guys, so many guys from afar, from guys that have gotten to really become endeared to our fan base. And we get one last chance here at home in 2024. So we're looking forward to Saturday.
And plus, if we go back to what we were talking about earlier, a win in this game completes an undefeated season at home. And that's just part of the building, right? That's part of building your program. We all know one of the most proud parts of this program is the 58-game home winning streak. When you're talking to future Hurricanes or talking about this program, home field advantage means something.
Always, always. You've got to. It starts with that, right? Home base, defending it, right? Battling, no matter what. And we've gotten off to a good start at home this year, but we have a very good football team coming in, challenging us, and we need to be at our best, and that's all we're focusing on.
The last thing for you, it's playoff time in high school football. Mm-hmm. I was reading some of these stories about some of the games last week in the playoffs, how these kids are battling. One team was down. You know, they had to go 93 yards in the final 4 minutes of their high school careers. This is a great time for these high school kids and coaches, isn't it?
It's a great time to evaluate the type of players you want to join here at the University of Miami. You get to witness firsthand competitive character when it's all on the line and who's going to show up and who's going to show out, right? And so for us, it's critical. We study every ounce of tape every single week on our targets all years, you know, 24, 25, 26, 27, all throughout, you know, all the time. And we're really excited about this recruiting class. We feel like we've put together two unbelievable ones, and this one has a chance to be the best one of all of them. And we've got to just keep working hard and close strong.
Okay, Coach, the best of luck against Wake Forest.
Thank you. Go Canes.
All right, that's University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. We'll continue on the show right after this.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.